It's time to rise and be the change you need. Amazing. That was by Kim Ballou and Truth, and that was off of her CD called True, The Revolution's Underway, and we have Kim in the studio here today. Kim, you want to say a little bit about that song?
Sure. I wrote that song, I think, about 5 years ago, and it came when I was in the midst of, there was some conflict going on in my life, and within the community that I was a part of, and there it sort of felt like a divorce had happened, and like people were fighting with one another, and it was supposed to be what I would consider a love community. So it was a moment where I got to see from within that if I want to change in the world, I have to show up and be that. Those words that I had been hearing and saying that Gandhi said, I had to suddenly live it. I couldn't just say the word. And so Rise came out of that. And so that's why I say no gossip, no critics. It'll get us nowhere. You know, because out of that, I had to look at myself and where was I participating and what is it that I want to create in the world? And how can I rise up and be that?
So you were talking to yourself.
Yeah.
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 That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I know I asked you to think about a question a while ago, and we will get back to that, but you were just telling me about this CD where you wrote a song for someone else, and I was a heroin addict. That was one of the things that I went through when I was quite young, and came up out of that, and then a bunch of other drugs, and it intrigued me when you said you wrote this for someone whose family member, father, was a heroin addict, and the kid asked you to write the song?
Yes, and he's on the song. So I had a 10-year-old boy come up to me who had apparently been listening to my music, really liked rap, and really connected with my CD. And I had not met him before, but he came up to me, and he was talking to me. And he pulled me aside, and he said, "Can I ask you a question?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Can you write a song for me? Because my dad's a heroin addict, and his dad was in jail." And that just really moved me in a way that, you know, that I knew that that had to be something very special for him. And so what came to my mind was wanting to be seen by someone. You want someone that you love to see you, but they've got their stuff, whether it's the addiction, the drugs, whatever it is, and they can't see you, and you're standing right in front of them. So it's called I Am Here, and it's basically talking about, I just want you to see me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned something when we were talking about this during the break, of that this is your first time of writing a song that's not focused on your own journey, that's focused on someone else's. What was that like for you?
That was a beautiful thing, because I believe the giving and the receiving, there's a flow of giving and receiving. And though I do put myself in the last verse, it's in a different context. You know, I'm giving hope. Now I'm reaching back and giving hope to these other people that are in the song, saying, I've been through this. Here's what you can have on the other side of that. And so it's a whole, it's the journey, you know?
Yeah.
And so the journey is, you hear some songs where I'm in the darkness, and then you get to hear this where I'm on the other side of it saying there is hope.
Right.
And so that's been a wonderful experience, and there's no better gift for me than for someone to say, can you do this, write this for me?
Oh, that makes my heart get big. So this song is not on her latest CD. And tell us the name of it again.
It's called I Am Here, Thatcher's Song.
I Am Here, Thatcher's Song. And it's cut one.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Sits on his porch in his coat and his hat. Anxiously awaits to hang out with his dad. His dad is his idol, the one he adores. He sits and he dreams of the things that we explore. Keeps running inside to check on the time. He's just running late, things will be fine. And the minutes roll by and he feels so sad. He sees the kids down the street as they play with their dad. He doesn't understand, did he do something wrong? How could his dad leave him waiting so long? It's happened before, but this time it won't be. He'll be here soon, you just wait and see. He doesn't understand this thing called addiction. How could it win out over his own self-affection? How could it be so easy to lie, to not feel his love, to not want to cry? And as the day passes by and the sun fades away, as he heads back inside, you can hear him say,
I am here. I am here, feel my love.
with the weight of the wounds unseen by the eye, that a whole box of band-aids couldn't possibly hide. So tired of running and so tired of trying. Run over in school, looked over in her home. That's the place she feels most alone. She wants to know they see her, wants to scream so loud. How can I be perfect? How can I make you proud? I want you to see that I'm right here with you. But this house is not a home, it feels more like a tomb. Every other day, tears on a pillow, she begins to pray.
I am here, isn't it enough for you to offer your fear? I am here, feel my love, and wipe away my tears. I am here.
Pain. Yes, you are enough, you're stronger than you seem. There were times I felt the same as you. Felt that my mother didn't see me too. Always moving around, different men at different place. More times than I can count, I did not feel safe. I tried so very hard, I just wanted a love. There were many times that I nearly gave up. I began to think I didn't matter at all. Till someone came along and helped me keep stand tall. They saw past the pain, saw the beautiful me. They reached out a hand and helped to set me free. And I want you to know that you are beautiful too. The song is your reminder, it's still a simple truth. For every single challenge, someone has been there too. Just know that you are not alone.
Isn't it enough for you to walk through your fear? I am here.
Yes.
Oh. Well, you know, I hope you told him as a recovering addict that unfortunately, no, it never is. Anything anybody else can give us is never enough. It has to be
right.
Us.
And he knows.
Yeah.
He's very well aware.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was brilliant to have him singing on the end of that.
I wanted him to be a part of it. That's a healing experience for him as well, to ask for something and to be heard and to actually have someone follow through on what they said they were going to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, the power it gives the song, it just upped. I mean, I was enjoying the song and liking it, but then when he started doing that, I was chilling head to toe.
Right.
It's like, whoa. That gave that song a whole other dimension.
Right.
Yeah. That is really, really cool. Well, there's another song that Kim wants to be sure we play, and we will play that in a minute, and it's called Resurrection. It's on this same CD, and she says it's her tribute to Dr. King. But before we get back into that song, I want to go back and talk to her a little bit about whatever the question was I asked her to think about before the break.
About the connection I have with the people that sing with me. And the
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because watching you that day, you were so present on stage and just so comfortable in your skin. And there was this connection with the people who were singing. And for me, I think that's really what made it a spiritual experience, is that it was all about connection.
Right.
I mean, of course, the words were fantastic, but it was the connection that spoke to me first.
Yeah.
So how did you manage to create that?
That's been an organic process as well, because when I began, David Kaiser, that wrote my music, sort of put a group of people together, and it was young people. Of course, I'm doing rap, so he got some young people from the church to sing back up with me a couple times when I performed. And out of that, a couple of young people sang with me for a couple years. They're actually singing. That's who you hear on the CD. So a couple of teenagers, great voices and great spirits. And then there was a point where they were ready to move on and do something else, and I was left in this space of what do I do, because all my songs have singing parts, and how is that going to happen, and walking through that fear. And as I did, people were approaching me going, I really connect to your music. Could I ever sing on that with you? Could I ever do this? And so this thing came to me that there was a lot of people that wanted to be a part. They felt so connected, and they wanted to be a part of it. And sometimes they felt like they couldn't be.
Right.
And so I got to give them the space to be a part of. And it's grown. And so there's a choir of like 30 people now.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, ranging in age from 9 until in their 70s. Diverse and you know, but people just keep approaching me. And so I see it as this opportunity of someone saw this gift in me and they allowed me the space. And now someone's, you know, I'm allowing them the space, and we all get to connect in this very awesome and healing way.
Well, and very organic, just
yes.
Very. I mean, that cracked me up that day at the Swan thing, because someone said, how many backup singers do you have? And you said, I don't know. There's
yeah. Whoever shows up, you know, they just get
and
to sing.
And that really cracked me up.
Right.
Like, okay, that's laid back.
Right, yeah. Yes.
And then there was maybe 10 or 12,
mm-hmm.
and it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was just perfect.
Right.
Yeah, I love the diversity.
Yeah.
It's nice to see young and old, black and white. It's nice to see that
mm-hmm.
coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and they want to be there. They want to be a part of the connection. They want to be a part of whatever the music is creating consciously as well.
Uh-huh.
And so that's a beautiful part of that experience.
So is a lot of your life then about rehearsals and working out all those harmonies and doing all that stuff, or does it just seem to flow a lot easier than that?
No, we rehearse a lot, you know, but the people you saw there, they knew the songs frontwards and backwards, so there was no rehearsal needed for that. That's why it's like, you know, if you're here, you know the music, come on up and sing it. And so that's sort of how I went about that. But yes, I rehearse almost every Sunday with the 30.
Uh-huh.
So we have a lot of, and there's a lot of connection. There's a lot more to it than just getting together and doing music. We connect with each other. We're a family. We know each other. We support each other.
Well, I was going to ask that, because that's what I meant by the connection.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, okay, here's a singer with her backup.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have that feel.
Right.
It was like, oh my gosh, this is like a group.
Yeah.
This is a connected, cohesive whole.
Right.
Creating this energy together. And that came through.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what we have, you know, and there's this thing where, you know, I don't ever feel like, oh, I'm the star and they're the backup. We're just all creating together. And there's a belief in that among us. And we, you know, everyone shines. Everyone has the opportunity and the potential to shine. And so, like, you know, Shelley Siebert sang that day and played the guitar during my set, because I feel like everyone should have an opportunity to shine.
Yeah.
You know, someone gave that to me, I'm giving it to others.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, it was beautiful seeing those really young faces.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell the ones who... they weren't comfortable being on stage at all, but they were comfortable singing.
Right. Yeah.
And that was really cool.
Yeah. Right.
To watch somebody sort of go through that process of coming into themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So this song that you were mentioning, Resurrection, you want to talk a little bit about it before we play it?
Sure. I wrote that song in 2006, and... Basically, we celebrate something called the Season for Nonviolence, which is the days between the date that Dr. King was assassinated and Gandhi was assassinated. And, you know, basically have a higher consciousness of nonviolence and nonresistance and the things that Dr. King taught. And so I was learning about this, and I was hearing parts of his I Have a Dream speech being talked about. And one day I just hit me that, you know, what would Dr. King think if he was here? Would he feel like his dream had come true? Or would he feel like somehow we had dropped the ball and let it go? And then it progressed into, how many times do we do that within our own lives? How many times do we say, well, I can't fulfill this dream because I have to work this job I hate because I got to make money to do this or whatever. And then before you know it, your life is almost over and you're going, what happened to that dream?
Yeah.
And so it was about resurrecting not only Dr. King's dream, but the necessity of us each resurrecting the dream from within us in order to make that bigger dream come true.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you know, I've worked with a lot of people who were doing a relatively conscious dying process, and almost every single one has spoken of that,
mm-hmm.
of there's nothing they did that they regret, nothing, even the crazy, wild, stupid, ridiculous stuff, none of it they regret. The only thing anybody ever regrets is that I didn't go for what I wanted.
Right.
I thought I had to work. Mm-hmm. I thought I had to do this or that, or I thought I had to do, I shoulded myself to death.
Right. Exactly.
And I didn't really do what was real and true for me because I was so busy doing what I thought I had to.
Yeah.
And that's the only regret I've ever heard.
Right.
From people leaving this world. So I think that's a really important message.
Right. Yeah. So
cool.
That's where this song rose out of.
Well, then we're going to hear that resurrection. Enjoy.
Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside.
Don't believe. the races should divide, but I do believe that we can all unite and make the impossible a possibility and really give meaning to the word unity. So open up your dream and let's lift it up. We'll give a new life and fill it with love as we all take part in the great jubilation, raising our dreams in this resurrection.
I have a dream!
If you have a dream, you will like to see. Just have a little faith and we'll give it some wings. We can watch it fly and together lift it up. As today we celebrate in this season of love.
We'll be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty.
Is a dream we could all be thinking about. I hope you enjoyed that. That was Resurrection, the first cut on Kim Ballou's CD called True, The Revolution's Underway. And before we go any further, I want to make sure that Kim lets you know how you can get a hold of her music. And because I know she speaks and she does concerts in various venues. And this looks like this CD was put out in 2009, and we heard a cut earlier that she had done, but that is not recorded yet, so I'm sure she's going to be making some more music. So I know she has a website, because I listened to a couple of these cuts on there. And what is that website?
It's kimbleumusic.com, so it's K-I-M-B-E-L-E-W music.com. And you can, if you want to schedule something, or if you'd like, are interested in having me do a speaking engagement, I do workshops on questioning our beliefs, and I talk about that, and I go into more depth about that. If you want to hear some music, find out more about me and about True, you can do all that through that website.
That's wonderful. And so when you say that you do workshops around questioning your beliefs, are you using Miguel's Four Agreements, or have you sort of created a different sort of process?
That's the basis, but I created a process of having people look at, we go into a workshop together, and I have people start to think about, go back as far as they can and think about something that may have happened or they may have been told that doesn't resonate with who they are, and start to talk about that with someone else and start to get that out to begin the process of uncovering our authentic self, because that's where it's at.
Then you create a space where people can feel safe enough to begin telling the truth and then do something with that?
Yes, I did that. I spoke a couple months ago. I did the Sunday service at New Thought Unity on beliefs, and part of that is I have people break up into groups for about 2 minutes and talk to each other, and then anybody that would like to share what they discovered, and so many people wanted to share, and so that opens a space for then going to the workshop and really wanting to discover, because what happens is when I'm willing to lay myself vulnerable and stand in front of hundreds of people and say all the things that we usually are told you shouldn't talk about in public, being committed to an insane asylum, you know, being a tomboy girl who didn't fit, you know, all the things, you know, drugs and alcohol, when I'm willing to say these are the things and these are the beliefs I carried, you know, then it gives everyone else this opportunity to say, well, if she can do it, then I want to do it too. And that's why I say when I'm willing to share my journey, it opens the door and the gate for someone else to share theirs.
That is so true. That's why I want people, that's why I've always had people on the show to tell their stories, because it wakes us up. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, I can do that.
Right.
Because there's no way to believe that until we see it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wonderful. So I'm really, really glad you've made this journey.
Yeah, I am too. I'm very grateful.
Yeah. Well, you were telling me a little bit when we were listening to that song about how connected you are in this singing group that you're a part of rather than the star of.
Right.
And I think that would be beneficial for people to hear sort of your idea about it and how it plays out.
Well, within the group, you know, we're a community. Like I said, it's like a family. And so you don't know how many people that sing with me have come to me and said, I was told I couldn't sing, but I love music. And they've been told they can't sing in the church choir or whatever. And I say, if you love to sing, then you can sing with me. And they say, that's changed my life.
Yeah.
You've given me this opportunity that someone else didn't give me. And so that's what it's about, you know, for me, is not just those people that have been told they can't sing, but, you know, just anybody that feels a passion, that feels drawn, and there's a healing through that. There's a healing through not only the music that we're singing, but through the community that we have together. And that's what I was saying is, you know, we are there for each other. We send each other love. You know, we had someone that was not feeling well last night at our rehearsal, and we were all able to surround this person with our love and our community and just send that to him and be there with that person. And, you know, it's a bigger thing than just putting on a show.
Right.
And doing them, you know, there's bigger things beyond that. And whoever I'm with on stage, that's the kind of connection I like to have, whether it's that group of people or someone else.
Right. Well, and that comes through in the performance. I mean, that was what struck me the most, is the connection.
Yeah.
That was real and tangible.
Right.
And shining right there on stage.
Yeah. I'm all about authenticity. And so if I can't be authentic with the people I'm doing music with, then I'm not being true to what I'm trying to create.
Right.
So
did you come up with that synonym, true, the revolution's underway?
I did, yeah. It came, you know, it came to me as I was driving down the road one day, and it was just, that was what I had been trying to think of. What are we going to call the group? You know, and that's what came.
Uh-huh.
So it was just sort of stuck.
Well, I think that's interesting. It sort of surprised me on this CD that I don't see your name on it.
Right.
On the front of it. I just see true.
Right.
The revolution's underway.
Right.
So you've really taken that to heart in every way, that you are a group.
Right. And that was my first CD, and so, you know, it may be now that I've claimed my name, it might be Kim Blue and True, you know, but I do claim that I'm a part of that. It's not a, you know, either or
right.
type of situation for me, you know.
So you were talking about that day at Swan Day where that you were changing your name. Was that about, what was that about?
Well, there's a part of the transformation process and a part of the claiming myself that, you know, Blue is my birth name, but I never used it. I never knew my birth father. And the name that I had been using was a married name. And so I got to this point where it was like this was another thing where I could transform and I could claim my name. And there's something very empowering about me saying, this is what I'm going to choose to call myself.
Wow.
No one's going to tell me that. And so that, again, it very strongly came to me that Blue was that. And that was the name that I should choose. And so I just began the process of doing it.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, that's pretty amazing that you were able to do that. We have somebody who's coming in to shake my guest hand.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
We just had someone come into the studio, I think, because she loved our guest so much.
That was awesome.
I had to shake her hand and say, you're good.
Hey, thanks.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't think that's ever happened before. Oh, anyway, that was wonderful. Well, you know, I'm really impressed that you know how to, it's not even that you know how to, that you have allowed yourself to express this wholeness both in your own journey and then in your music and in how it all plays out. It's like you don't only embody it, but you express it. You ex-body it.
Yeah.
You put it out there. I think there's a lot of power in that. And I know it's got to be the continuing of your own healing journey.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a constant, ongoing transformation for me. So it's not like I reached Mecca and I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm always in the process. And so what I was 2 years ago, and I thought I felt so enlightened and so aware. Now I'm like, wow, you know, I've grown so much beyond that. And so it continues to change. I continue to question what I believe, and I continue to question who I am, and is it true to myself? And
right.
I constantly find out that there are things that I still have that aren't.
Right.
And how can I eliminate that, and how can I be true to me?
And would you say that really is the crux of the journey, the crux of the growth, is always questioning, always looking, always
yes.
wondering, always checking?
Yes.
Doing that self-check.
Yeah, the questioning everything and questioning myself the most.
Yeah.
And what I teach myself some days, is the biggest part of the journey for me.
Right.
And is the biggest part of the transformation.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, and so, you know, the transformation comes from, you know, being able to look at myself and the insecurities and the ways that I might look in the mirror today and be like, you're not beautiful, you know, because I compare. You know, comparison is the death of joy.
Yeah.
That's a big part of, you know, what I have to look at every day. Is that the truth, though, Kim? Is it true that you're not beautiful, or is that just what you're telling yourself based off of something you heard or saw? And then I get to look at it, and I get to choose whether I'm going to carry that belief with me today or if I'm going to operate off of a different, more authentic.
Right.
You know, and some days I operate off the less authentic, you know, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
But most days I'm trying to be as authentic as I can in that moment.
And have you continued using Don Miguel's work, or have there been other things that have been really influential in helping you stay on that true path?
Yeah, I mean, yes, his work is definitely what I can always turn to if I need to. I don't read a lot, you know, but I meet people along the journey that are teachers for me of the moment. And sometimes they're teachers of their reflections of what I used to be that I get to become aware of. Maybe there's still a part that needs to heal. So I'm just constantly aware of you know, the teachers that show up in my life, which they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah, every day, every minute.
Right.
Every client I work with, I say, oops, I needed to hear that.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Well, you know, I think that questioning is really the key, because until we can actually be present enough to witness what's going on inside of us, there's nothing we can change, because we're at the mercy of it instead of in the power of it.
Yes.
And so whatever it is, I love Byron Katie's work for that way. That's the work that helped me learn how to do that really well. But there are thousands of books.
Yeah.
And I love how you talk about, because so many people, myself included, get so frustrated because there isn't an end point. There is no Mecca. There is no, oh, God, I'm here.
Yeah.
No, it don't happen.
Right.
It's just not so. So, and I know that it's easy to get even frightened by that, but certainly frustrated.
Mm.
And what I tell people is, you know, the universe itself is always expanding, literally, and we're part of the universe. So there's not an end point. You're never done.
Right.
It's just always this continually unfolding. And it sounds like you have come to some peace with that, and that's really profound.
There's freedom for me with it, where some people feel frustrated by it. I don't feel the rigidity of this is the only way.
Right.
I just feel the freedom of I don't know the way, and I'm just on the journey. And so there's a lot of freedom in that. You know, when I had to know the way was when it was frustrating. When I don't have to know the way, it's very freeing.
Well, you know, that's funny, because given the whole religious upbringing, and I can relate to that, is fundamentalism did me more damage than anything else. If I wanted to encapsulate what was the problem, the problem is fundamentalism. Say, one way, there is one way, and this way, and
it's
like,
yeah.
And so it's not surprising then that you wouldn't like that.
Yeah, I don't want to should all over myself anymore, and that's what, like you said, I stopped doing that, you know, and very aware of looking at what I should myself do.
Yeah. That's one of the biggest lessons of all time. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming today. It's just been delightful.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You know, the studio will never be the same, because the light is just coming off of everything.
Yeah. Right.
So any last words you would like to say, either about your journey and how someone else might make a similar journey, or about your music, or anything at all that you would like to...
I would just say, you know, if you're in the darkness and or if you're in a space of not sure where hope is, you know, keep moving and keep being willing to be aware, because it's there. And there may be someone that's in your life already that you're not aware that they're there to show you and to help you find your own light. And because it's already within you, we just cover it up with our own stuff. And there are plenty of people there to help you uncover.
Yeah. What do you think that stuff is we cover it up with?
Our thoughts. It's our thoughts and our beliefs, you know, and that's it. You know, really, it's that simple, but it feels really complicated when you're in it.
Well, because it's fearful.
Yeah, we want someone else to tell us that we're okay, but we have to tell ourselves that we're okay.
Right.
That's ultimately the choice that we have to make.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
And because that fear and those thoughts and beliefs are in us, that's why it only works when we can do it for ourselves, because
right.
nobody else is in our own heads.
Right.
It's only us. If those wounds are deep inside of us, we have to be willing to heal them. We have to be willing to love ourselves regardless. And what I always like to tell people is that it's actually love. That's the only real power in the universe, and that's what heals.
Right.
And that's what self-acceptance is. It's love. And the reason it's healing is because it's love. And I think that was Dr. King's whole message, and that was Jesus's whole message,
mm-hmm.
and that was Gandhi's message.
Right.
It's like every prophet and teacher and sage throughout human history have all said the same thing, that love runs the universe. That is the power that holds it all together. And self-acceptance and self, I don't know how to say it, except self-love is the key, and you are a beautiful example of what can happen.
Thank you.
When something... For most of us, something has to hurt bad enough
mm-hmm.
for
right.
us to say, I'm done.
Yeah.
And you did it, so.
Yeah.
And you're continuing, of course.
Right. And what I would say is, you know, we all have the power to be the Gandhis of the world. We
yes,
all
we
have that. There is no, we're not beneath that. We all have that within us, so keep uncovering, because we're all the sages and we're all the wise walkers of the world.
Yes, we are. And how do we know that? Because we're alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only criteria. If you're breathing,
that's it.
That divine spark of life is alive and well inside of you. So we're going to close out this interview with Kim. I'm wondering if there's one song in particular you'd like me to play to close this out.
I think The Gift.
The Gift. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 6. Want to say just a moment about this song?
Yeah, The Gift is, my journey from the darkness to the light, and where I talk about it's a light that I really didn't know was there, but I kept being drawn towards it. And so here I am now, having been drawn towards The Gift.
Wow. So here's The Gift for you, Kim Ballou and True. The revolution's underway. We'll see you back here in a moment.
Yeah.
greatest gift of all. Love is the answer. It will not let you down. Oh, that is such the truth. That, of course, was Kim Ballou singing with the Trues. Incredible music, incredible people, incredible community coming together to make this music. This is all off the CD called TRU, The Revolution's Underway. And we've just had an incredible interview with Kim Ballou and heard her story of coming up out of the dark of addiction and abuse and despair and walking into the light of her own being and being willing to share that and discovering that music was a way that she could do that, and that was a gift to her that she didn't even know was there. So for all you who may just be tuning in, you are listening to 88.3 FM on your dial, WAIF Cincinnati. We are also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I am a metaphysical minister and a spiritual life coach, and I'm your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. And so I hope you join me here every week. And if you have a story that you would like to tell about how you have risen up out of the darkness or how you have had your life turned around by something or someone or a process, I would love to hear that story. And one of the best ways to get a hold of me is through the Facebook page for this show, which is by the same name as the show, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. The reason it's important to share your story is because we all need inspiration and we all need hope. Suicide is the 11th most frequent cause of death in the United States. It's up to each and every one of us to help ourselves and one another, because we're all in this together. I also want to thank my underwriters for this show, Women's Way of Ohio and Kentucky. They celebrate women in the arts. Women make important contributions, as we just saw here today with Kim. Women make important contributions in all aspects of the art world, transcending old ways of thinking with unique perspectives. Women's Way celebrates female writers, musicians, actors, and fine artists by having special concerts and film showings, an annual Swan Day, which stands for Support Women Artists Now, and is where I heard Kim for the first time. That happens every March. And every Friday night, there is a Friday Night Salon at 6906 Plainfield Road. It's not every Friday night, but for a current schedule of events, it's posted online at womenswayohio.org, and their phone number is 513-923-1414. So we are supporting women in the arts by my show and by the guests that I have. I'm also interested in hearing stories by men. We had on a beautiful man recently who told his story of moving through cancer, and I thought that was incredibly inspirational as well. So I'm very, very happy to have been able to be here today and do this special show with you where we got to hear this incredible music, rap with consciousness. That's how I think of it. Hip-hop with consciousness. Words and lyrics that are going to inspire you, and music that's going to feed your soul. Really, really beautiful. And Kim Ballou, B-E-L-E-W, .com is the website where you can hear this music. I know she's also on Facebook. I'm also on MySpace, but the best place to go is KimBaloo.com. If you want to hear some of this music, the CD we've been playing, again, is TRU, which stands for The Revolution's Underway, and it certainly is. And we're going to close out with a song from that CD instead of what we were just... We normally close out with Faith Rivera's God Is. But I think today, in celebration of this incredible community that happens to make this music of true, we're going to close out with the last song on this CD. It's called Celebrate. And I think you're going to enjoy this. And I hope to see you back here next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Up after me is Disco World with Disco Dave. So I hope you stick around for his show. And I will see you back here next week from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. This is Reverend Louisa Dyer signing off for today. Have a great one. And as the song says, don't forget to celebrate. Enjoy.
Let's celebrate, celebrate. Raise your hands in joy today. Let's celebrate, celebrate. Raise your hands in joy. Let's celebrate, celebrate. Raise your hands in joy today. Let's celebrate, celebrate. Raise your hands in joy.
Celebrate, celebrate, raise your hands and join today.